This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca.
The crowd is using munitions against us. They have bear spray in the crowd. Bear spray in the crowd.
Dramatic audio taken from the video yesterday presented to the United States Senate in the impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump, attempting to prosecute the former president for inciting the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. With more, Sagar Magani from Associated Press.
Jurors in Donald Trump's Senate impeachment trial saw chilling scenes of a mob searching for the nation's top officials. Vice President Mike Pence and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
The first and second in line to the presidency.
House Prosecutor Stacey Plaskett says President Trump put targets on their backs.
And his mob broke into the Capitol to hunt them down.
Senators saw previously unreleased security footage showing Pence being rushed to safety and sheltering with his family just 100 feet from rioters. Pelosi had already been evacuated, not just from the building, but the Capitol complex itself, before rioters ransacked her offices while her staff hid nearby. Sagar Magani, Washington.
China struck a mostly positive note after Joe Biden held his first call as president with Xi Jinping, according to a readout of the call from the state broadcaster CCTV. The two leaders spoke just hours after Biden announced plans for a Pentagon task force to review U.S. national security strategy in China. China's state broadcaster acknowledged the two sides had their differences and they could be managed. Biden raised concerns about Beijing's coercive and unfair economic packages. This is VOA News. A close aide to Myanmar's ousted de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi has been detained, the latest move in the military junta's tightening grip on power as nationwide protests against the overthrow of the civilian government entered its sixth consecutive day today. The aide, identified by Reuters as Kyo Tin Swe, a minister for the state councillor, was one of a handful of members of Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy party who were taken from their homes overnight. President Joe Biden yesterday.
I again call on the Burmese military to immediately release the democratic political leaders and activists, and they're now detained, including Aung San Suu Kyi, and she is, and also Win Myint, the president. The military must relinquish power it seized and demonstrate respect for the will of the people of Burma.
The leadership of Myanmar's Electoral Commission had also reportedly been detained. A leader of the Polish Women's Strike, the movement that has led mass nationwide protests against a near-total abortion ban in Poland, has been charged with criminal felonies. Marta Lempart told the Associated Press today that she was formally read the charges at the district prosecutor's office in Warsaw on Wednesday. The charges include insulting public officials and causing an epidemiological threat for organizing protests during the coronavirus pandemic. Under Polish law, a person can face from 6 months to 8 years of imprisonment for causing an epidemiological threat. A British scientist says the coronavirus variant, first discovered in that country late last year, has swept the country and will sweep the world in all probability. Sharon Peacock, the head of the COVID-19 Genomics UK Consortium, made the prediction yesterday during an interview with the BBC. The more transmissible strain was first detected in the southern British county of Kent back in September and has since been identified in more than 50 countries, including the United States. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell is stressing a commitment to full employment and low interest rates. Ed Donahue reports.
President Donald Trump's Senate impeachment.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell is stressing a commitment to full employment and low interest rates. In a webcast to the Economic Club of New York, Powell says the job market has improved during the pandemic. He's hoping for full employment.
At present, we are a long way from such a labor market.
Powell emphasized the loss of millions of jobs has fallen disproportionately on the least advantaged households.
In addition, workers and households who struggle to find their place in the post-pandemic economy are likely to need continued support.
Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.